shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dr. Norris Weir, inviting you to get on board the Caribbean Gospel Train every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. The Caribbean Gospel Train, for the ride of your life.
Saturday, June 6th, the Amazing Grace School of Dance presents an original ballet drama, Esther, for such a time as this.
Come, join Amazing Grace School of Dance for their 10th annual celebration performance as they present the ancient story of Esther, for such a time as this. The cast is made up of over 130 Amazing Grace School of Dance students, friends, and local talented actors who are excited to present the story of how one girl was able to save an entire nation from destruction. After Hadassah's family is brutally murdered, she is taken in by her uncle Mordecai, who raises her as his very own daughter. Years later, after Queen Vashti is banished from the kingdom, King Xerxes and his royal advisors decide that they must find a replacement. They summon all of the young maidens of Persia to the palace. As Hadassah is being taken away by the king's guards, her uncle advises her to hide her Jewish descent, and he changes her name to Esther. While in the palace, the girls are given a year's worth of beauty treatments to prepare them for one night with the king. But only one will become the king's true love, his queen. In the end, because of Esther's bravery and love, she was able to thwart Haman's evil plan to kill off the Jews. Come and join Esther in her adventure as she manages to save an entire nation with her love and bravery.
Esther, presented 5 p.m. Saturday, June 6th at Sunrise Theater, 117 South 2nd Street, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34950. For tickets, call 772-461-4775 or visit sunrisetheater.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How about you got to line up your mouth with your heart if you're ever going to get anywhere in life? Come on, at some points in this journey, when you're going through some stuff, you got to shut your mouth and you got to be quiet, or the victory that God has promised you ain't coming. You're going to undo it with your words. You're going to take the very promise that God has given you and you're going to encounter a detour. And God's got you on a path and a journey to the promise of your life. And you can destroy that. You can get on a detour and end up down some dirt road with a bunch of holes in it laying in a ditch by what you say. Because we'll talk ourselves right out of the dream when things ain't going the way we think they ought to go. I know this is truth, church. It's okay. We're going to tell the truth this morning. Is that all right? Huh? In this passage of Scripture, you got to remember that Joshua waited for 40 years to get to the promise. For 40 years, he lived in the wilderness. He survived, and everybody else ended up dying out there in the wilderness that had come out of Egypt. So everybody that was going into the promised land with him had been born in the wilderness. Come on, are you here this morning? And now he's been chosen to be the leader of this great congregation of people, 3 million Israelites living in the desert, and he's getting ready to take them into their inheritance. He's getting ready to take them into their promise, and he gets ready to go. The Lord God gave them a great victory. They just crossed over the Jordan River. He opened up the river for them, and now they come across the river. They set up camp, and they're sitting outside this great city, Jericho. The biggest obstacle that they would face in this journey to their promise is a walled city that is fortified with an army. They had been given favor, miracles had come their way, but now they're about to encounter their very first real conflict across the Jordan, and that conflict was called Jericho. Everybody say Jericho. Jericho. And the Lord said to Joshua, he said, "Joshua, I want you to take 7 priests." Somebody say 7. "I want you to take 7 ram's horns." Say 7. "And I want you to march for 6 days, and on the 7th day, 7 times." Somebody say 7. I mean, 7 is a very significant number. It's not unusual that the number 7 keeps coming up, because how many know God finishes things in 7? The number 7 means completion. It means it's a finished work. It's done. On the 7th day after creation, God rested. Why? Because he finished it. He made it. He got it done. Amen? It means that things have been brought to an end. So God is saying there are some things in this process that are not going to happen ahead of time. They're going to have to come to completion. How many know there's timing for everything in your life? Come on, it don't all happen at once. There's timing for everything that God wants to do for you in your life, for everything that concerns the promise of God in your life. There's a timing for it. Somebody say timing. So what happens is because things don't come in the timing that we think it ought to come, our natural inclination is to get discouraged. We get upset. It ain't happening the way we thought it was going to happen. It ain't happening the way we thought it was going to happen. And we get a little bit discouraged. It didn't happen the way we wanted to. So he said, "I want you to take these 7 priests and for 6 days march around at one time every day, and on the 7th day, 7 times." And he gives this very unusual restriction to the children of Israel. He says to the entire congregation of Israel, he says, "I want you to march those 7 days, on the 7th day, 7 times, and watch this. I don't want a word to come out of your mouth." Shut your mouth. Come on, touch somebody and say, "You better shut your mouth." Don't say anything until I tell you to. You know why he did that? Because Joshua knew two things specifically about us. First of all, he knew that God was about to give them one of the greatest victories in the history of the whole nation. They were about to encounter a victory. Come on now. God made a promise, and they were right on the precipice of the promise that God had made to them, and Joshua knew it. And secondly, second thing that he knew about people was this, about human beings, about you and me and everybody else that's ever lived on the planet, that we have a natural inclination when things ain't moving fast enough in our life or going the way we thought they were going, we will put our mouth on it and ruin it. We'll talk ourselves right out of our promise. Oh, come on. Come on, somebody, amen. When we get to a place where there's no evidence for what we've been believing for, the natural inclination is starting, well, that ain't never going to happen. That ain't what I thought it was going to be. There ain't no evidence of that. How can you believe that? Why would you say that? Why do we do that? We have this unique ability to talk ourselves out of the very victory that God has ordered for our life with our mouth. I guarantee you, we have done more damage to the promise of our life with our mouth than a devil could ever do. Just by naysaying, by being negative, by complaining. So Joshua understood this, and he understood the same thing that Solomon understood. In Proverbs 18:21, he says this, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and its tree that when you eat the fruit of it, it satisfies your life." That means that death or life, whatever's coming out of you, is what's going to satisfy you. You speak death, that's what's going to satisfy you. You're going to be a miserable, dead person. Matter of fact, the verse before that says that whatever you say out of your mouth becomes the food that goes into your stomach. I hate you. Well, you just ate a big old dish of I hate you. That's what's getting in your system. Hello? Amen? So listen to me. If you don't like the taste that's in your mouth, maybe because the words that are coming out of your mouth is because you're eating what you're saying. You might be miserable because you don't know how to be quiet. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Listen, watch this. Joshua knew that day, if I don't give this crazy bunch of people some instructions for their life, we're going to get about 4 days into this thing, and the people are going to start doing what they always do. They're going to grumble, they're going to complain, and they're going to talk themselves right out of the promise of God that's over their life. They're going to start talking, they're going to get aggravated, they're going to get frustrated, they're going to get discouraged, they're going to get dissatisfied, they're going to get disheartened, they're going to be disenfranchised, and they're going to start running their mouth, and we ain't never going to take this city. So Joshua said, keep your mouth closed. Put your lips together, and don't let any sound come out of your head. How about that? Amen? Joshua said, I've seen that and I've done that and I ain't ever going back to that again. He had been there. You know what? He ended up in a place like that 40 years ago. Come on now. How many of you know Joshua didn't just think that up? He didn't just say, I think I'll just tell everybody to be quiet. We just need to have everybody be quiet. That ain't something that just popped up in his head. He learned that through experience. He learned that because he just lived 40 years in a wilderness with some people, because 40 years earlier, He had been part of a team that had went into the promised land with 12 spies, and he came back out of the promised land. He said, the land is everything they said it's going to be. It's beautiful. There's vineyards in there. There's grapes that are so big you can't even, the cluster of grapes are so big you two people can't even carry them. The land is flowing with milk and honey. It's everything that God said it was going to be. But when he came out with that statement, 10 of the other guys that came back with him, they said, we can't do this. This thing is bigger than us. This thing is huge. We can't go in there. There's cities in there that are fortified. There's giants. We look like grasshoppers. We can't overcome them, people. You must be crazy to think that we can go in and take that land. Anybody that thinks that we can take that land is out of their mind. And Joshua listened to those guys, and he said, guys, you better hold on a minute. God has given us a great victory. There's a victory in progress for our life, and God is for us. He is not against us. You need to understand something this morning. God is working on our behalf. Joshua came back with the word of faith, with the testimony of the goodness of God. Amen? And this is what happened. The Bible says that those people rose up and began to run their mouth. They began to complain. Numbers 14 verse 1 says, so all the congregation lifted their voice and cried, and the people wept all night. They were so upset they were crying about it. He's going to kill us. He brought us out of the desert so we could die. They were literally mourning because they didn't think they could take the promise. Come on, hello, are you here? And all the children, it says, and all the children complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, if only we had died in this wilderness, why has the Lord brought us out here into this land to fall by the sword, to make our wives and our children to become victims of our enemies? Would it not have been better if we just returned to Egypt? And they lifted up their voice to one another and said, let's go back to Egypt. If only we had have died somewhere else. If only we had died in the wilderness. See, ladies and gentlemen, Joshua had seen this stuff before. He had seen the people that were on the border of their promise, and they talked themselves out of everything that God had promised them. And because they put their mouth on it and grumbled and complained, they ended up living in the wilderness for 40 years of their life because they didn't know how to shut their mouth. Listen. God is bringing a people here together at Truth Church right to the border of their promise. We've got to be careful that we don't talk ourselves out of the blessing of God over this house and over this ministry. I don't care if you don't understand it. You got to stay in faith. You can't put negative words and begin to complain about where God has put you. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. God has brought some of you here this morning to the border of your breakthrough, and because it hasn't gone the way you thought it was going to go, you have undone it with the words of your mouth by complaining. I believe that for many of you here this morning, you're at the moment of the entrance to your promise, and you got to learn how to keep your mouth shut. And if you can't say anything positive, don't say anything at all. If you can't speak the word of faith of your situation, then be quiet. Because there's a victory in progress for your life. There's a victory in front of you. There's a victory that God wants to bring to your life. He promised it. But you got to understand something this morning. We are not going to abort this thing. We're not backing up from this. We're not living in regret. We ain't shutting up and we ain't putting up. We're moving forward into the promise of God over this house. And we're going to speak the promise. We're not speaking words of negativity. We're not saying things, well, I don't understand why they did that, and why this and why that. Just be quiet. Because there's a victory in process. Come on. It's a victory in progress taking place in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Listen, in every family, in every marriage, in all your children, all your finances, in all your circumstances, there may not appear to be any evidence that God is doing anything in your life. And you can't see it. If you can't put the word of faith on it, then be quiet. Because you will stop the progress of what God wants to do in your life by complaining, by murmuring. Come on, help me, somebody. The worst thing you can do is fill your life with negative words. The worst thing you can do with your life is mumble and grumble and complain. You will eat the fruit of it if you do it. Amen? It'll cause, I'm telling you, you gossip and you spread confusion and you run your mouth and you verbalize all your fears and verbalize all your doubts, you're going to have exactly what you verbalize. It will come home to you. And you'll have the fruit of it in your life. Look, if you don't know what to do, then just what this is what you do. If you can't say anything, you give thanks to the Lord. In all things, give thanks. Somebody shout all things. In all things, give thanks to the Lord. In all things. You mean in everything? In everything, give thanks. Even when my bank is broke? Yeah, in everything, give thanks. Even when they done robbed me? Yeah, in everything, give thanks. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, help me, somebody. Help me. You got to give thanks to God. If you can't give thanks, then just be quiet. Stop complaining. You will have what you say. Come on, amen. If you're going to open up your mouth wide, open it up and give praise. I know this is helping somebody. Has your tongue ever got you in trouble? I know some of y'all in here. I look at you. I know it has. I know mine has. I know it. And listen, when I read some Kenneth Hagin and some Jerry Seville and some Charles Capps way back when, and before I understood how the power of words can shape a life, I used to get myself in trouble a lot of times with my tongue. I would say a lot of things that I probably shouldn't be saying because I always wanted to set somebody straight. I always wanted to tell them, no, you're wrong. You need to listen. You need to do it this way. And a lot of that comes from just having I've always been in business for myself. I've never really worked for nobody. Before I was a pastor, I owned my own company. I've always had employees. And when somebody talked back to me, I'd say, look, you don't like it, hit the road. So I was used to being heard. But I learned something about that. My words would bring death on people. I could undo a promise in somebody's life by what I spoke over their life. We see kids today raised in this country that live in a very negative environment at home, and they have parents that speak over them and say, I don't know why God ever put you in my house. You ain't never going to amount to nothing. You ain't nothing but a lying, thieving little punk kid. You don't even deserve to live in my house. Well, what do you think that kid's going to grow up and become? Come on, somebody. If you sow those seeds and those words into somebody's life, people are going to believe that. There's people today, you sitting in this place today, and people have spoken things over your life, and it has shaped your destiny today. There's things that you hold true and believe in your heart that are not true about you because somebody deposited it in your life. I used to never want to be wrong. And how many know sometimes if you admit you're wrong, then you have to accept a few facts about yourself. We don't like to be wrong, do we? We like to think we got it all together. But if we got to admit we're wrong, then we have to realize that we ain't as cool as we thought we were. And we don't have it all together. So I used to like to argue a lot, and I used to like to just argue for the sake of argument, just to prove somebody wrong, even if I wasn't right, just to see if I could prove them wrong, because I like to see them be wrong. That's some twisted thinking, ain't it? I got all that from my mama's side of the family, man. We used to argue about everything. We'd get together, and we'd talk, and we'd argue. I mean, we didn't just get around and love on each other. We were a hugging family and a kissing. Everybody always kissed each other on the mouth in my family and my mama's side. I married Kim. She's just like, ooh, that's weird. We all come from North Carolina, man. I don't know. Is anybody here from North Carolina? We hugged and kissed and we argued. We argued all the time. Amen. Our family, we'd get together and we'd have family reunions and we'd all just gather in some place together and we'd have a big argument. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. No, they didn't. You are not. You crazy. I was there. No, you was not there. We didn't have family reunions. We have family separation. We get together and argue, and everybody go home mad. How many know you got yourself in some trouble with your mouth back then? Amen. Some of y'all got in some fights with some people over some things you said or over some things they did. Don't you say that about my mama. Huh? Ooh, Jesus. I told this story earlier this morning. Winston Churchill, how many know who he was? He was a prime minister of England, Great Britain, during World War II. He was famous for his blunt talk. And there was a lady, one of the first ladies to Parliament, her name was Lady Astor, real rich, aristocrat, had a lot of money. She came to him one day. She said, Mr. Churchill, if I was your wife, I would poison your drink. And he looked at her and he said, Lady Astor, if you were my wife, I would drink it. Come on now. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.